Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Blessed be the name of our God, for he is worthy to be praised. We worship the name of the Lord. Lord, we exalt your holy name. We glorify your holy name forever. Thank you, Lord, so much for your wonderful presence in your house. Welcome all of you here this morning. Welcome to the house of God. And welcome all of you right now joining us online. My name is Pastor Teddy Santos from Baltimore Christian Faith Center. It is an honor and a pleasure to share the word of the Lord with you this morning, to teach the word of God. And it's a joyful delight that I've been given the opportunity to share what's in God's heart. And I'm thankful, I am grateful, I am humbled. Blessed be his holy name. I'd like to start right away with a word of prayer, so let us pray. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we exalt your holy name. Blessed be your holy name, Lord, forever. Thank you, Lord, for the loved ones who are here this morning. And thank you, Lord, so very much for those that have joined us right now online or are watching this, Lord, at a later time. I pray, Lord, that you will bless them tremendously. Lord, bless them with your knowledge. Bless them, Lord, with wisdom. May they be used by you, Lord, by the Holy Spirit. Bless all of those, Lord, who are here this morning, participating, Lord, in this morning's Bible study. And I pray, Lord, that as we study your word, as we read your word and discuss your word, that your Holy Spirit, Lord, will open up the minds and the ears and the understanding of everyone who is watching this and participating right now online. All the honor and glory and praise be unto you. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This morning, I would like to talk about the diverse nature of God's love. God, our God, is someone who, at the moment, we won't be able to fully understand. And that's by design. Our Lord God made it this way. We know what it's like to be loved. We know what it's like to give love, to impart love on others. But the closer, I just want to proceed this thought with the closer we get to the Lord, the more we start to understand God's nature, which God's nature is love. Everything that he is love. My opening verse this morning comes from a common verse known to all of us, which is 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. 1 John 4, 7 and 8. And I'm ready for that. Thank you. The word of the Lord says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love." You could almost say this verse is self-explanatory. You could say that this verse speaks of us, of God, our relationship with God, and so forth. But I'm here also to say that these verses furnish Christians with critical marching orders and critical guidance for every single one of us to follow. Our marching orders is for us to love one another, while at the same time providing crucial insight into our God's nature, the creator of us, of all that exists on earth, under the earth, around the universe and all the galaxies, the one person who created all these things. This verse right now speaks about his nature. All is centered around a particular word. And that particular word is love. Love. Here in these verses, John declares that God is love. He also implores us to love one another, to love your fellow man who you could see. But I also find it equally important that he also implores us to know God, to know him. And I almost titled this message, To Know God. Because what I'm about to share and speak about this morning, the majority of it is ultimately this, to know the Lord our God. It is so important. And then he identifies God as the source of love. Furthermore, our Lord himself, our Lord Jesus, commanded his disciples just that earlier, to love one another, as the Lord said himself, as I have loved you, also love one another. I'm going to share this verse here in John 13, verses 34 and 35. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. And by this, all will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. Plain and simple, we must love each other. We must love our fellow man. We must love our brothers and sisters in Christ, every single one of us. There is no bad talking. There is no bad talking. No talking behind the back. There is no gossiping. There is no disrespect. That is not a sign of love. This is not a sign of God's love being inside of us. When we talk bad about other people, when we are constantly confronting others and attacking their character and their nature, how is that displaying God's love? It's impossible. Our Lord Jesus, right here in John chapter 15, says himself, these are the words of Jesus, love one another as I have loved you. In the same chapter, if you just go just a few verses past to now, verses 17, it says something very similar. May I have that, please? John 15, 17. There it is. Again, our Lord says, these things I command you. That what? That's right. That you love one another. Like as though our Lord Jesus hadn't made that point clear. Love one another. Now, let's move on real quick. Consider that God has created every single one of us physically in his image, according to his image, right? It's mentioned this in Genesis chapter 1, specifically verses 26. It mentions that God created man according to his image. And further down the line, is recreating those he has called into the kingdom, into now his spiritual image. Have you ever stopped and thought about this for a moment? The Lord has created every single one of us in the wombs of our mother, right? He has formed us, as David says. He has created us, everything about us, inside and out. And when we give our lives to Jesus, to the Lord, when we rededicate our lives to God, we are a new creation. He recreates us. He transforms us. For example, I'm going to show you now 2 Corinthians 3:18 that says this. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, here we go, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. When we are being transformed from glory to glory, that's our inner man. That's our spiritual man. And to that, we must add our understanding in order to love God. We must add our standing before the Lord as far as, are we going to love the Lord with all of our heart? Are we going to truly love the Lord with all of our soul, with all of our mind, spirit, strength, every single thing? You see, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 5 speaks about this ever since way yonders, back then, when the commandments were given. Deuteronomy 6, 5 says just that. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all of your strength. We must add our standing orders to love our God. This is a must. You have to love the Lord with all of your heart in order for Him to do things, to move in you, to use you. You have to seek also the Lord, to be after Him, searching for His face, searching for His touch. Yes, the Lord does touch us. Yes, He does. 100%. The Lord has many, many, many different ways that He can touch our lives, touch our bodies, touch our emotions, touch our circumstances. Matthew chapter 6, verses 33, it says, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. But first seek. Well, I said it backwards, but seek first the kingdom of God. What is the very first thing that we must do, every single one of us? Seek. Before we have everything else, we want these blessings. We want these breakthroughs. We want all these great, magnificent things to happen to us. First, we must make priority to the Lord. And we make that priority, we do all of that because we love God. And to establish an intimate relationship with Him, a day-by-day walk, that we might be more familiar with that image that is the Lord, that is the Lord Jesus. Amen? As I'm reading and whatnot, every single day I do reading, I do my devotional, I come across different quotes and different authors. I came across this one quote from a man of God that I respect very much, that says this, quote, "We are beginning to see an application to you and me. Will God be working in our lives if we don't see Him?" And right at this question, it had me pause for just a moment. I was thinking real briefly, will God really work in our lives if we don't see Him? Will God really work in our lives if we don't recognize Him? When God speaks to you and me, when we don't recognize His voice, will He continue doing great and mighty things in our lives? If we don't understand His purpose, what He is working out in your life and in my life, will God still work? I venture to say not. I venture to say not. And here's the point that I'm trying to say. I bless the name of the Lord that he worked in my life around a time that I wasn't serving God. And many of us who are here now, who once upon a time did our own thing, we bless the name of the Lord that he brought us out of darkness into light. I give credit to men and women of God who prayed over my life, including my parents, who have constantly sent prayer up for me and dedicated fast for me. But now that I'm in the kingdom, and now that I know God, it's my responsibility to seek after God. It's my responsibility to develop this relationship with my Lord. My parents can no longer do that for me. Men and women of God can no longer do that for me. Now, they could intercede for me. You know, they can pray for me, keep me in their prayer. A covering of prayer over my life, that's actually a necessity. We all need it. But as far as you wanting the Lord to work in your life, you who know the Lord, but you don't know his voice, you don't know his purpose, you don't know his will, you cannot recognize him, will the Lord even do anything or continue doing if we don't seek after him? If we don't seek the Lord? If we don't establish a relationship with God? In the like manner, listen to this quote now. Quote, since eternal life, listen real closely, since eternal life lies in a relationship with God, it is extremely important how frequent and accurate our thoughts about the Lord are. We can conclude that what one knows about the true God himself and how one uses that knowledge are the two most important issues in life. Unquote. And I like that. I like that. It's very common for the unchristian person, when someone dies, when a loved one dies, they quickly say that they are in heaven. Everybody wants to go to heaven when they die, right? And I'm not here to talk bad about all of that. But in order for you to make it to heaven, you got to know the God of heaven. It's just like you just show up at a party, but you don't know the homeowner, you don't know the person who is in charge of the place, you don't know anybody in there, you don't have an invitation, you don't know what time it started, what time it ends, nothing at all. Are you really going to be welcomed? People are going to be looking at you a little bit funny, like, who is that guy, or who do you know, or say, hey, what is your name, how did you find out about this party, etc., etc. It's going to be awkward. When we get to heaven, nothing is going to be awkward. I could guarantee you that. Absolutely nothing. Nothing is going to be awkward. But the point that I'm trying to make is the world is always quick to say that they are in a better place. They are with the angels. And they are. But that individual never dedicated their life to God. Never wanted anything to do with God. Never had time to spend with the Lord. So these things, a true, accurate, precise, frequent relationship, thought, care about our God is extremely important for our relationship with him. You see, a strong relationship with God is critical, is very critical to attaining eternal life. And the strength of that relationship depends on an accurate understanding of who the Lord is. An accurate understanding. Every single one of us. Excuse me. And not only an accurate understanding of who God is, but also his nature. The nature of God. To that end, we have the written word of God, otherwise known as the Bible. The word of God that guides us and reveals us the true nature of the Lord. You want to know who God is? Just open your Bible. Just take the time to read your Bible, and you are 100% going to know who is this God that I'm talking about right now. And moreover, since the Bible teaches us that God is love and that our ability to know God will be determined by our willingness and capacity to love, it is vital, it is crucial that we understand the true meaning of love, particularly as intended by the Apostle John's inspired writing that we find in God's Word. In fact, seeking this understanding, how can we possibly proceed with our marching orders to seek God, to know the Lord, to reflect His will in our interactions with one another? All of this. Determining the meaning of this simple four-letter word that is love certainly shouldn't present a challenge for all of us, right? We all know what the meaning of the word love is, correct? So simple. Well, perhaps to a lot of us, it is not as easy as one might think. In fact, if we study the Word of God, if we study the world, the world's most common usage of the description of love, we find that they have little or nothing in common with the divine nature of the Most High. There's no similarity. What the world view as love, what their interpretation is of love, the way that they present and portray love is quite vastly different from the Lord our God. Very different. If I were to mention it in another way, we discover that John's use of the word love, as translated from the Greek word agape, has little to do with our modern worldly concept of love. And to that end, in order for us to understand, for us to have a true grasp of what love is, we read the Word of God. We search the Scriptures. We search His Word. And that's how we are going to understand what the true meaning of love is. Why? Because the author of the Bible, the inspiration of the Bible, the man responsible for the Bible itself, he is the essence of love. Amen. I'm going to stop right here. This is to be continued. I will continue this, if the Lord will, next week, in speaking about the nature, the diverse nature of God's love. Amen? Amen. Let's conclude with a word of prayer. Lord, we would like to say this morning that we love you. And I pray, Lord, for every single one of us who have dedicated our lives to you, who have given our lives to you, that, Lord, we will truly love you with all of our hearts, with all of our mind, with all of our strength. I pray, Lord, that we can exercise, Lord, discipline, exercise, Lord, effort and strength when it comes, Lord, to love you, to love your things, to love you and only you with all that we have, with all that we are, Lord, to love you with all of our hearts. Thank you, Lord, so much for your word. That, Lord, we can open up your word and read about you and discover what it is to truly love or to truly be loved. Thank you, Lord, so much for all that you have done for us. Thank you, Lord, for your love for us. And Lord, to that we say, we love you. And we love you with all of our hearts. Thank you, Lord. And it is in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.